JD is visiting Hope Land from Hillsong United. Yeah. Welcome, JD. Yeah. Taya as well. Good morning, Taya. And yeah. Jad as well. Good morning, Jad.
I'll give myself a little bit more. Yeah.
It did fade out.
Yeah, it was petering out. Yeah.
So thank you for coming in. Hillsong United's latest album, Empires. I'm just going to say this right from the top. Do you realise that it's upside down on the album cover? Are you aware?
I wish
someone had told us that because we would have fixed that straight away.
Yeah.
It's hard to find good people, isn't it?
Yeah. United, you'll know the album because United is upside down on the cover. Not to worry, just thought we'd get all the bad stuff out of the way first.
Yes.
And then we can get into bigger and better things.
Appreciate the feedback.
Yeah. Here to help. That's the essence of hope. Where do you see your audience? What's the goal for you guys when you sit down to record an album?
Well, I guess, really it's always been the same for us. You know, we're a part of a church and we write songs out of our own personal revelation and our journey of following Christ and kind of hoping that encourage other people on that journey. And so I guess we just want to reach as many people as possible.
When you release a song, do you go, man, the stories that I'd love to hear back, do you get much feedback from the people when they hear your music?
Yes, we definitely hear, social media is pretty prominent these days, so you do get to hear, stories where people may have been super impacted by a certain song, like either on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or something like that. And that's the biggest encouragement because, like JD was saying, you just want people to, hopefully encounter Jesus through this music or be encouraged and in whatever situation that they're facing. And we have found that people have connected with different songs that maybe we hadn't thought that they would connect with. And it's been the best and it's encouraging. And I guess, like we said, that's what you set out to do. And you hope that God breathes on it and, gives it to as many people and that they would be encouraged.
Taya, there are some young guys and girls in my youth group and they're really passionate about music. They want to become musicians and artists in the Christian realm and they want to write music that honours God. At some stage, if that's really successful, they may build quite a profile. Now, the profile of Hillsong United is absolutely huge. So what advice would you give to young people who want to do that to help them stay grounded in their faith and not go superstar with it and make sure their focus is in the right direction?
Well, I think whether you're in the Christian music world or in the secular music world and you're a Christian, hopefully that your relationship with God would be the thing that would stay constant. And I feel that if you have a personal revelation with Jesus and just something that you walk out with him every day, like you read your Bible every day and you pray every day, and I think as well, and you do it connected to your local church, whichever church that is, and you stay connected in, you stay accountable to your leaders and you do life with people, I feel like they're going to keep you in line. So then you're not going to go too crazy with the stardom or get a big head. Because I know, these guys are my brothers here, and I know that, it's actually been a pretty crazy journey over the last 2 years, kind of just where United's gone and the doors that have opened, and it's been crazy and it's been a blessing. And maybe sometimes it can seem a little too much because it's quite a big thing and you're playing for thousands of people, and I never thought I would ever be doing that kind of stuff. And but I have these guys that are like my family, and if I ever thought that I was I'm pretty good, they'll be like, what? And which is good. You want someone to have you back, and you want someone to even people who've I'd encourage young people to get people who are a little bit older and a bit further along in the journey than them, and just learn from how they do life and how they do it well, and ask questions, and because that always helps. So, but I got these guys, and I'm how do you do this, or how's it
accountable to each other? That's cool. That's really cool.
JD, can I ask? And I'm fascinated with where with great music comes from, and it starts with our early years. You don't wake up one day writing a fantastic song. What did you want to be when you grew up?
To be honest, my first ever dream was to be a dentist. But I think that's because I'd never been to the dentist. Once I went to the dentist, I'm like, okay. No, thank you.
And then, wait, I've got to put my head in the top. No deal. That's disgusting.
But to be honest, I was being blessed to grow up in, in a Christian home, and I've been going to Hillsong Church since I was 4 years old. And just the journey of coming through the Sunday school, the kids ministry, the youth ministry, and really, I guess, finding my identity, my confidence, acceptance through Christ inside that church environment. I just know that has contributed so much to who I am today. And all I've ever really wanted to do is contribute back into that environment to help other people, whatever stage of life they're at. And so my dream really, once I got over the whole dentist thing, was to build the church. And Yeah. And that's kind of what I want to do, am doing with my life, and will want to continue doing any way that I have an opportunity to.
Empires is the latest album for Hillsong United. Jad, I see you brought your guitar in.
I did, yes.
What are you going to play for us in a moment's time?
We will play Touch the Sky. 2, 3, 4.
What fortune lies beyond the stars? Those stars and heights too vast to climb. I got so hard to fall so far, but I found heaven as love swept along. My heart beating, my soul breathing, I found my life when I laid it down. Upward falling, spirit soaring, I touched the sky when my knees hit the ground. What treasure waits within your skies? This gift of freedom gold can't buy. I bought the world and sold my heart. You traded heaven to have me again. My heart beating, my soul breathing, I found my life when I laid it down. Upward falling, spirit soaring, I touch the sky when my knees hit the. Find me here at your feet.
From their latest album, Touch the Sky. You know what's really cool? Such a difference when someone is performing a song and when someone is worshipping. Like, that was so cool. Like, just the three of you performing there, and it just kind of, you know, you're doing your thing to God. And it was, oh, it's just cool to witness. Let me just say this, as you were performing, I was clicking my fingers. So I have now officially
you have.
Played percussion.
Welcome to the band.
I was a percussionist for Hillsong. You know, that's what I did. We've got a challenge for you guys coming up very soon. We have guests in the den this morning from Hillsong United. We have Taya and Jad about to perform for us. JD was in here too. And every guest we like to give a challenge to. These guys have had the last 15 minutes to somehow mix Hillsong's Shout to the Lord with Jesse J's Flashlight. Taya, are you ready?
I feel nervous.
Oh, perfect. That's the answer we want.
But Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. And all my days, I want to praise the wonders of your love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Hold it every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth that I sing. A power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down, and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I stay. Nothing compares, nothing compares, nothing compares. Nothing compares, nothing compares, nothing compares. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Oh my goodness! That is ridiculously fantastic! Well done! You have just heard Hillsong United perform Shout to the Lord mixed up with Jesse J's Flashlight. Latest album is Empires. Taya, Jad, JD, thank you once more for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome.